Remember our report from May 3rd that Lucasfilm had been given a directive to move away from the sequel trilogy? That Dave Filoni has been tasked with branching it off somehow. Sorry, Raylos. On May 4th, 12 hours later, Nielsen released data that showed the sequel trilogy is a rating stinker on Disney+. We wondered if Disney had coordinated that PR switch. But now, there's a new piece of major evidence Disney is ready to reset Star Wars. And this time, it's a photo you just have to see. Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Pro Channel, and happy Mother's Day. There's a good chance you were born, ladies and gentlemen, from a mother. And if you have a mother, especially if she's a good mother, is she a great mother? Reach out to her and tell her happy Mother's Day. It will make a difference, we believe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, click the like button. That'll make a difference. And take a look at what we are seeing on the screen right now. You, I, and everybody else in the world looking at the Guardian. The Guardian, I mean. Sorry. The Guardian says Star Wars has to deliver a proper movie with The Mandalorian and Grogu. Otherwise, the franchise está muerto. Is dead. Ben Child saying it. A long-suffering saga has been kept alive this decade by TV alone, but even that will perish if the new movie fails to extend its universe. All right, so here we are. We're at the point now where the mainstream media, I mean, The Guardian, folks. I know I said it silly. I know what it is. The Guardian, the what should we say, the purveyor of orthodoxy out of the United Kingdom. The Guardian of all places, where Star Wars is made, says it's at the edge of death, right? Can it be revivified? We don't know. But it's no longer the fandom menace that's saying Star Wars is dead. Well, folks, we did that report on May 3rd. 12 hours later, Nielsen came out, set the stakes for Disney. And we probably believe Disney coordinated with that to get that out there to say sequel trilogy is dead. And why do we do that? Because there's a photo that we didn't know about up until just a few days ago, brought to our attention, and it's going to be brought to your attention now. This is a big deal. Let's click on it. Let's show it to you. Star Wars Holocron has this one. I don't know how we didn't know about this. Well, I do, actually. It's because there are so many pieces of information and so many different sources and so many people know different things. This one really matters. It says Disney President Dana Walden. Disney President. I guess, okay, she's the number two, right? CEO Josh D'Amaro. He's the number one, right? And Chairman Alan Bergman. He's the leader of all things movies. Visited the Rebel hideout at Lucasfilm headquarters today to meet Dave Filoni and Lynwen Brennan, the two people who lead Lucasfilm. Now, this actually really matters more than you would anticipate. See, Josh D'Amaro is a brand new CEO, and Dana Walden is a brand new whatever she is. And Alan Bergman is, well, he's been there for a while. When you get together the leaders, the top three leaders for the biggest entertainment company in the world, right after the transition of power, when you get them all together, something is happening. It's not for a photo op. The value of time for these people is extensive. And this is not like Josh shows up at Disneyland, which is not so far away from his headquarters in Burbank. This is not like Josh hops a plane and he shows up at Disney World and hoorah, hoorah, Josh loves Disney, right? To show up at Lucasfilm is a little bit of a difficulty. And here's why. You see, Lucasfilm, this is the headquarters for Lucasfilm. And by the way, we had heard Kathleen Kennedy doesn't work here. Kathleen Kennedy, well, she doesn't, obvious now, but back when she was in the lead, she didn't go here. It's too hard to get here. What are we talking about? George placed Lucasfilm right on the bay of San Fran, okay? And it's difficult to get here. You got to go fly in, right? San Bruno, and then you got to drive all the way up and... You know, it is right by the bay. It's a beautiful place. And if you worked here every day, it'd be wonderful, right? You get the pathways, you got the water, you got the little... Can we see the Yoda statue? We can see the little bitty Yoda statue. It doesn't look very good in this, but it's a Yoda statue. The problem is, it's hard to get here. I mean, it's not like, you know, trying to get somewhere in Montana, you know, remotely, right? It's not like trying to get into parts of West Virginia, but it's not easy necessarily to get here compared to where these execs are used to. Now, that means that if you go to Lucasfilm, you've got to fly in, you got to fly out, you got to do all the transportation. You're looking at probably a full day of stuff. So to gather all the executives, I hope I've set the table enough to explain this, to gather all of the major executives of Disney, to gather them together, it's a full day. I mean, it just has to be. So Josh D'Amaro, Dana Walden, and Alan Bergman went to Lucasfilm probably for an entire day to meet with Linwood Brennan and Dave Filoni. Now, why would the entire entertainment top of Disney, why would they spend an entire day at, Lucasfilm? Well, let me ask you this. Did they do that at Pixar? No. Is Pixar okay? No, they didn't do that, though. I mean, this is very soon after Josh D'Amaro becomes CEO. Did they do it for Marvel? No. Is Marvel okay? No. Did they do it for, you know, ESPN? No. Almost as soon as Josh becomes CEO, he gathers the entire leadership of Disney. And they go to Lucasfilm. And they're all smiles, right? Because they're all going to be smiles. But they all gathered over here at Lucasfilm together. And so that happened on April 29th. Okay? On April 29th, they all gathered together. Good for them, right? We're happy for them, right? April 29th. Okay, then what happens? Well, April 29th is a Wednesday. By the 4th, on Monday, Nielsen had declared that the sequel trilogy is an absolute stinker. So let me say it again. The 30th of April is the Thursday. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd are the weekend. On the 4th, okay, 5 days later, Nielsen declares the true ratings for the sequel trilogy for the first time ever. Puts them out there. The whole world knows the sequel trilogy is a failure. But also, folks, it was 3 or 4 days later, depending on how you count this, that we got the scoop that something's happening. And we told you about it. And we said, here's what's happening. We're hearing from our sources. They're getting ready to move the sequel trilogy. 3 or 4 days after this meeting, and we didn't know the meeting happened. We didn't know this photo was out there. Now, does it mean that we've got some sort of angle into exactly what's going to go down with the sequel trilogy and how they're going to split off? We think it's the world between worlds. We think the directive has happened. I don't think the executives care how it happens. They just they see the numbers and they're telling Dave, you got to do something. We don't care. Like, do your Dave Filoni magic, but it's got to go. All right, take a look at this. More evidence we've got right here out of the Star Wars schedule, TV, movies, and games. This is from Star Wars TV Updates. Look at this. You can see it's happening. I mean, you just can see it. The Mandalorian and Grogu movie comes out on the 22nd. There's a video game that comes out October 6th. Everything else Star Wars is basically, we don't know when it comes out. It's in development, maybe something, except for Starfighter, which is a standalone. Starfighter, Ryan Gosling, May 28th of next year. But everything else, and Starfighter being a standalone means it doesn't really interconnect with this stuff. Everything that's interconnected comes to a stop after the Mandalorian movie. Okay? We don't know. We think Ahsoka is coming out for the holidays this year. That's what we think, for 8 episodes. But guess what else? Guess what else, ladies and gentlemen? We've got more stuff on Ahsoka because, well, you'll want to see this. Dave Filoni asked about, is this the final season? We've told you we think it is. We've heard that it is. Ahsoka season 2, final. And we told you that we think that Ahsoka is going to be used to do the world between worlds and reset the Star Wars stuff. And maybe not in that season, by the way, maybe in a mini project, because they want it to be something that would be movie worthy so that audiences everywhere know what this is. Here's Dave Filoni on whether or not Ahsoka gets a season 2.
Now this is Maul's moment, so.
It's true. I'll ask you one more question about that. Yeah. I read earlier, but it was on Twitter, so I don't know where it came from.
It probably came from us. Who knows?
That it was the last season of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Never know. You know, everything works, you know, as planned, and I know where the story goes and where it should tie up, and so I'm not really worried about that. But fans,
there's a giveaway here, folks. Did you hear the giveaway? Let me play it again. You see what you think about this, okay?
Oh, you know, everything works, you know, as planned, and I know where the story goes and where it should tie up, and.
I know where the story goes and where it should tie up. It's the tie-up thing that's a little bit interesting, isn't it? Because you don't really, you normally don't use that phrase for finishing a story. You would say it winds down, I know what the ending is, but ties up, that's an interesting word choice. Now, maybe it's just coincidental, but what's it tying up exactly? What's a story tying up? That's just an odd Do you say that? Do you say, well, I finished the book. Okay, well, what happened? Well, it tied up this way. It's just an interesting... Maybe it's what he says all the time, okay? Am I reading too much? Am I reading? You decide.
So I'm not really worried about that, but fan speculation is always fun. It's always fun to hear what people think, you know, but we got a lot going on right now in the present, see?
And he wants to switch. Now, why does this matter? Because we've said Ahsoka is likely the character who has to be ended in order to reset the timeline. And we're not going to go back into that in great detail. Lauren explained all of this stuff that's, you know, it's beyond most Star Wars people, but it's what you have to do to reset the timeline within Star Wars lore. Ahsoka has to be the one to go. Okay. Wouldn't you, if there were more seasons, wouldn't you say, I think there's going to be a lot more seasons, or we've got many more stories to tell about Ahsoka, whether they're in the series. No, he really doesn't do that, right? He really doesn't do that. And it may be because we're having high-level meetings all the way up at the top of Disney now to say, we don't care. We don't care how you do it. But we have to get the sequel trilogy off of us. It's killing us. One more thing that may be killing them. Star Wars Holocron has this one. Pedro Pascal wants to continue playing Din after The Mandalorian and Grogu. Quote, it's the longest creative relationship I've had. It's the character that I've played the longest. Hopefully I get to continue playing him for as long as my body or as many bodies as we put in the suit can take it. You got to get rid of Pedro. Pedro is just anathema to success. And this time, it's not because he's weird like Rachel Zegler. This time, it's not because he's doing something bizarre. This time, it's not because he's wearing your grandmother's, wardrobe. It's because what he did with this quote is he gave away that the character does not die in the movie. And you can say, well, it's Star Wars, bro. I mean, nobody dies. I mean, Han Solo even came back. Well, he ain't dying on the bridge, right? Okay, here's the deal. When you have a movie like Mandalorian and Grogu, everybody knows that Grogu is not going to die. They're not going to kill Little Muppet. So where is the tension then? What makes this worthy of going to see? Why is it not just another episode on the big screen of The Mandalorian and we all hated season 3? Because you might get the death of The Mandalorian and then Grogu's got to go with Luke or Ahsoka or something like, oh boy, I got to go see the movie. Oh, I got to go see the movie. I got to see if The Mandalorian actually lives. And Pedro comes out 2 weeks before the movie comes out and says, basically, I'm not going to die. Character's not going to die. Don't worry about that. I'm going to be playing this guy for a long time, okay? And it just deflates all of the tension and all of the excitement. You can imagine if Harrison Ford had done that before The Empire Strikes Back, right? You'd all be saying, well, okay, he's not really dead then, even if he gets frozen in carbonite, right? Actors should know better than this. This is basic. This is like 101 for PR. And Pedro never gets it. And that's why these people are gathered together. Because they got to pivot, and they got to pivot hard. The only thing missing from this photo, by the way, and wouldn't it have been interesting if Jon Favreau had shown up? Oh, wait. There's something just as interesting. Remember that this week, according to Jon Favreau, he's meeting with Dave Filoni to talk about what comes next for Star Wars. And I'm betting it's based on these people, these three people, essentially, the top leadership of Disney, stepping in, taking an entire day at Lucasfilm to say, this must be fixed. Folks, again, happy Mother's Day. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy following us with the breadcrumbs. Can we say exactly what's going to happen, the timeline, all that? No, of course not. But all signs are now pointing in the direction that we talked about. And Star Wars is going to get a change. Might not be a good change, but a change is on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, keep learning, keep growing, keep having fun. Click the like button. We'll see you soon. And bright suns if you're at Galaxy's Edge.